Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come now upon us. Illumine us with the light of Christ to see the Father's face. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me the scene from our Old Testament reading this morning. King Hezekiah of Judah leans back against David's ivory throne. He tugs at his beard, even as a mass of tense humanity circles the dais. The Aramean messengers from the north have brought word. Shalmaneser, the Assyrian emperor's troops are on the move. They have encircled Samaria, the capital of the northern kingdom. Samaria will fall. All of the petty noblemen around the throne, these Judean princes, now have their small concerns washed away as they imagine those Assyrian troops, Shalmaneser's troops, marching south, sweeping over their city-states. And so there is silence and whispering, fear all around. But suddenly, a chorus from canny prophets and educated priests, speaking with one voice, "We have spent the whole night in debate and discussion, and this is what we advise, Your Majesty. An alliance with Egypt to the south. An alliance." King Hezekiah pauses, pondering their erudite arguments, and then nods. And a lone runner lopes off southwest towards Pharaoh. Hezekiah snaps his fingers, and white-clad slaves begin to mingle among those present, filling cups with wine, taking orders. The mood eases. The tension begins to ebb away. As if on cue, the court prophets begin to waggle about among the noblemen, striking mystic postures, their blue tattooed eyes glancing back and forth among those gathered, the runes etched across their foreheads, muttering dark oracles. A gaggle of priests gathers beside one of the pillars there in the throne room, whispering to one another in aloof conversation about their sagacity, their wisdom in this moment. "Yes, an alliance with Egypt, yes, it was all very good. Yes, yes, well, well done, chap, well done." And then the doors slam open. An intake of breath all around as a linen-clad priest strides into this secular adytum. "Benamos," hisses one of the priests beside the pillar. "Benamos." And the figure now that stands before King Hezekiah of Judah cuts a strange figure. For though he has the linens of a priest and the turban of a priest, there is a wildness in his eyes and a slight tremor, a face and hands that bespeaks one who is touched by God, one who sees, a Navi, a Roe, a prophet, a seer. And King Hezekiah stands in respect for this strange man, this priest and prophet. For 20 years, this man has poured blood upon the sacred altar. For 20 years, this man has frothed and thrown fits in the midst of the Almighty's council. What word do you have for us, Yeshayahu? What word would you speak, Isaiah? The seer's eyes sweep the room. And then he points a shaking finger to the north. Woe to the proud crown of Ephraim, the drunkards! They are inebriated with their own wisdom in the north, with their own might, with their own self-reliance. Isaiah's oracle rolls like holy thunder throughout the courtroom. The Assyrians will trample the self-important, self-trusting Sumerians underfoot. The prophet-priest goes silent. But still that shaking finger moves, pausing over every prophet and priest there in the courtroom. And these as well are inebriated, drunk on their own wisdom and wit. How they reel with strong drink, their own self-reliance. Because of leaders like this, Jerusalem will fall just as Samaria is falling even now. The prophet takes on a sing-song voice.
We've made a treaty with death. We've shook hands with Sheol. Egypt will pull our fat out of the fire. The flood of Assyria will break around us and go away.
The son of Amos spits. Bunch of drunken fools. Drunk on your own trust in yourselves, your self-reliance. You're so tipsy on your own wit that you can't decipher the Torah of God. You can't see straight enough to understand the holy signs. Faces burn scarlet with anger, teeth chomp. Who do you think you are, Isaiah? Who do you think you are? Are you going to be our teacher now? Are we little babies that have been just pulled from our mother's breasts? Are we kindergartners who have to learn our ABCs all over again? Tzav l'tzav, tzav l'tzav, kaf l'kaf. Kaf lakav, ze'ersham, ze'ersham. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Do we have to start all over again? Line upon line, precept upon precept. Are we children that you would teach us? Sisters and brothers, there are many threats in this world. There are many Shalmanesers who are edging closer to Jerusalem. Maybe they are cultural Shalmanesers, a culture that despises our faith, a culture that just sees things very differently. Maybe the Shalmanesers are personal. A shift in circumstances, a stumbling in sin. But a Shalmaneser, an Assyrian descending upon us. And it is so easy, as Americans especially, to rely on ourselves to deal with our problems. After all, our country was founded on pluck and self-confidence and self-reliance, our own independence. And so it can be easy at times to trust in our own wit and wisdom. It's kind of part of our national DNA, for better and for worse. I know how easy it is then to be the prophets in Hezekiah's courtroom, striking our mystic poses over coffee or on social media, trusting in our own wit and wisdom through this cultural moment, through this personal struggle. Maybe we are one of the priests standing beside the column in Hezekiah's courtroom, whispering back and forth, in love with our own sagacity, our own wisdom. Yes, yes, an alliance with Egypt. This is all good. Yes, yes. Trusting in ourselves. But then the door slams open and Isaiah strides into the room. You are drunk on yourselves and your own wit and wisdom. Even if you're right, you are wrong. For you trust in who you are. And scarlet-faced, we grit our teeth. We are angry, we are afraid. Who are you, Isaiah? Who are you? We are mature Christians. We understand how things go. Do we need to go back to kindergarten and learn our ABCs all over again? Tzav, letzav, tzav, letzav. Kaf, lakaf, kaf, lakaf. Ze'er sham, ze'er sham. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept. Line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Do we need to learn the lines again? Do we need to learn the precepts again? Do we have to go back to the basics again? What do you think we are? Kindergartners? Ah, but brothers and sisters, that is precisely who we are. Precisely. Advent is the beginning of the church year all over again. The going back to basics, the starting over. And in Advent, the triune God invites us back to the beginning, to the foundation of it all, the very first principles of the faith, the ABCs, kindergarten. And gathered there in Hezekiah's throne room, we hear those basics all over again. Isaiah with quavering mouth, a mouth that shakes into a puckish grin as he offers a prophecy. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. And the one that trusts in that stone will not be swept away, will not run away. Back to the beginning. Who do you trust? Do you trust in yourself? Or do you trust in the cornerstone? Jesus, the Messiah. God teaches us our ABCs all over again. Tzav letzav, tzav letzav, kaf lakaf, kaf lakaf, ze'er sham, ze'er sham. Line upon line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Do not trust in yourself, lay it aside, says God. ABCs of the faith. Trust in Zion's cornerstone. Trust in me. Trust in Jesus. Trust the one born of Mary, not your own sagacity. Your wit will not save you as the cultural flood overwhelms you and the painful realities of your life will shatter your wisdom. Hail will sweep away your refuge of lies. Water overwhelm your hiding place. But Zion's cornerstone, Jesus, is immovable. In Advent, God teaches us the ABCs all over again. To trust in Jesus the Messiah. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. To sing with the other children, the kindergartners, loping along beside that donkey. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Trusting in him and not in ourselves. So this morning, God invites you to lay down your own wisdom on this, the first Sunday in Advent, and to trust only in Jesus, because He alone is our good news. He is our gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.